What's going on, Stephen?
Well, obviously the draft last night dragged on a little bit, I've got to say, you know, the 4 minutes and the interviews. But the great story was, of course, the Davey twins. We kind of knew it was happening. But this is a steal. So Elwin Jr., finally a bid from Hawthorn at 45. So Essendon matched that. And Jaden, his twin brother, went at 54. Now, I've seen a lot of both these kids, and I believe Jaden has more upside even than Elwin's. They've got him at 54. The only issue is a couple of knee injuries that he's coming off. Well, both of them are just powerhouses, though, and we'll talk to Dale Amos soon about this. So I just think that particularly Elwin, given he's fresh and fit at the moment without any injury concerns, I think certainly a chance to play round one. I think he can come straight on. He's far more developed
than round one, straight in.
Yeah, he's far more than developed than, say, a Wanganeen last year, who was a bit more of a surprise. So these guys are the real deal. So I think Adrian Dodoro's driven home last night, your mate Whitey, pretty happy with himself.
So they could have two Davies, a Wanganeen, and then a McDonald, Tip and Woody inside 50. Interesting.
But they're so quick bargain and buys.
I was watching it with my kids last night, and James was, is he a bargain buy or is he a bolter? Every time I play.
But it was amazing. Like Mick Ablett, he's in love with the world at the moment. Everybody's a great player. Everybody's a great person. And I actually felt a better person after watching the coverage because there's no bad person in the world. No, he was.
Are you having a crack at Mick Ablett, who I thought was outstanding with his information?
He was very, very positive, outstanding with his information. And I think he and Shifter complemented each other beautifully. They had to fill the 4 minutes, you know, which was hard. But I also say that you can have a little bit of silence at times. You don't have to talk.
Not on TV,
forever.
You can't, can you?
Think you can.
Not sure you can. It's bad for TV when they're sitting there saying nothing.
The interesting to me with the draft was how much passing there was late. And when you think of the trade period where they do all the trading of late picks. Yep. Oh, yeah, we'll give you such and such for, you know, pick 71 and pick 68. They didn't even use them anyway.
No, well, yeah.
We've got the rookie draft coming up.
Well, it's exciting.
Yeah, so no, it's great. And I've really enjoyed the last couple of nights, actually, just to see the kids, the joy in the kids. A lot of kids speechless when they're asked to talk, which is fair enough.
I think there's a bit too much carry on with the jumping on top of each other and all that sort of thing. Like it was,
well, the mates get around.
It was good the first couple.
Now it's like they're trying to outdo each other of how spectacular they could be.
Yeah, it works the first couple of times, but no, I think Fox did a great job of what can at times be a pretty dry event. Half.
Oh, there's no arguments from me. I wish them all the best, all those young men.
I had my waterbed since I was 18, now 54. Changed the bladder once and I've never had back problems. So there you go. That's off the text.
Much to my wife's disgust is the follow-up text from that same person.
McGooley's had a
one bladder change. That's not bad.
McGooley's had a waterbed as well. Loves it. Loved it.
Some unusual people out there.
A little bit of controversy around Sydney half. I mean,
what's happened to them?
Well, it made people learn it. Clubs are calling them Bidney because they've been bidding.
Bidney?
So right, round one, of course, the first night, Harry Rouston and Max McAlay, they bid on. And last night, they swooped on Cooper Vickery, a Hawthorn NGA player, before pick 40, which meant they could get him. So good on Sydney, I say.
Look,
it shouldn't be a gentleman's agreement where you let people slip through. And I was surprised that nobody bid earlier on Elwin Davies. So, look, if
you seem to be quite taken by Elwin Davies.
You're all over the Davies.
No. I've seen enough.
You're all over the Davies. Are you having a little cashy sort of incentive scheme with them?
You know, when you've seen enough of certainly school footy, and I know that Whitey remembers a lot about his school footy and some of the players that he saw. So
I don't remember my school footy.
We don't remember anything.
That's true.
Who went pick 7 before you, Huff?
No one cares. Or after. It was all about me.
Was there any... when you got drafted, where were you? It was just a matter of being trying to dial up online, or...?
We were at the... what was it? Place on St Kilda Road. Used to be... Was it Crown...
Chasers?
No, the hotel on St Kilda Road across Melbourne
Southern
Park.
North. Southern...
Anyway, it was there. It was
Carousel?
No, a hotel.
Like across the road from Melbourne Park. Queens Road, or?
Queens Road, yeah.
Yeah.
I know the one you're talking about. I can't think of it.
A lot of footy clubs.
It's the something Park, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Brisbane
Lions. It's something else.
It's changed its name now. No. But we were the second ever televised draft.
It's the Pullman now.
Oh, that one, the Park View. Was that one? That's where the Brisbane Lions.
So how did you find out, Half? Was it online at that stage?
No, as I just said to you, you weren't listening. We were the second ever televised draft, and I was there with my broken leg.
Right.
Interviewed by Sandy Roberts.
All right, we might go to the seven.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
Best name in the draft, Steely Green.
Yeah, great name. Great.
It's a shame he didn't get to Collingwood. Steel and Steely. Steely Dan, obviously, now we call
him. Steely Dan, we'll call him Dan, yep. Now, Steely Green with the Tigers.
Our man Joe Richards from the Wangaratta Magpies got picked up. Went a bit later than we expected at pick 48, so the Magpies got him. So our man Ben Reed.
Was he a bargain?
Very happy. Look, I think he is because, again, 23-year-old, probably ready to go round one. He's won league best and fairest. He's won club best and fairest.
Good for you. There's 44 players playing in every team in round one.
Oh, he's a good player. But you know that some guys are ready.
Well, he's clearly ready, and physically.
And clearly ready, I think, Jennifer Watt, which is great news, I think, CEO of North Melbourne Half.
Yep.
So they made a call there. She narrowly pipped Simon Lloyd, senior executive at the MCC.
Simon Lloyd was, everyone said, was done.
Yeah, I was watching him last night thinking, would he be
was
a bit...
He was going to be the man.
Well, saw him in the cat's room there. He'd probably be a bit flat, I would have thought, because it would have been a good career move for him.
Story coming out yesterday, one of the journalists, I can't remember who it was, saying that they did a bit of a last-minute check with a couple of sources and that they said he wasn't ready, which is interesting. But go back to Jen. Well, she was in Melbourne for a little while, wasn't she?
Yeah, she had strong links to Peter Jackson at Melbourne, of course, who came in to transform the Demons, and Peter Jackson had a role in this.
He has a role in this, didn't he?
In this. Yeah, so that was helpful. So she's certainly highly rated. I think Ricky Nixon, she might have started at flying start with Ricky.
The chicken!
So the chicken... Done the job there. So she was a key marketing type person, then went to the MCC under Stuart Fox. So I think won one of the scholarships. Might have gone to Harvard, I think, half, which tends to happen these days.
Ricky?
No, I don't think Ricky did. He went to the School of Life.
The School of Life.
And just finally, Cody Waitman's got the famous number 3 at the Bulldogs. So Mitch Wallace, of course, has departed the kennels. So he'll have Chris Grant, EJ Witten's number. I think it's a great tradition, that. But it hasn't always worked out. Andres Everett got the number 3 there for a while. And ended up at the Blues. Didn't quite make it at the Dogs.
Can happen. It can happen. But I think Katie would be fine taking hangers and kicking snags for the Doggies in the number 3. That's a nice thing. By the way, I want to give the Doggies a bit of a pump up for one of the social media posts they put out.
Yes, it's good.
But taking them inside the room for the conversation pre-draft meeting. Well, nothing staged, just a camera in the room talking about players. And they talked about bustling it.
Yep, yep.
More of that stuff, please. Let us in.
Yep, we'll
that's good stuff. That's exactly the content we want.
I think we'll have him on later this week, early next week. I know you're taken by the buzz.
No, I probably don't need to talk to him, but it was just good. it was just good vision. It was good content. Right. If you're going to give us good stuff, don't manufacture it. Just put the camera there and let it all unfold. I like that.
As this text says, you turn up the heater in the water bed in winter, beautiful, and then in summer, turn it down, cool, no dramas.
Yeah. Do you ever use a water bottle?
Do you know what there is now over there on the outside of the desk? There's a real justification system going on for your water bed. We need to get to a break. The early mail coming up after this. Geelong, which means Jimmy Dalton's going to chat to us after this, Stephen. We'll be doing it after this on The Breakfast Club.